This is a story about friendship, not with cars, but among people. The story is about my father and his two best friends, and my mother and her childhood best friend. They were all born in Berlin, Germany, and they were all, this is about Germany in the 20s and 30s. My mother immigrated first to the United States in 1937. In that year, my father was sentenced to a labor camp. This was before there were concentration camps. However, after he got out, he realized he could not have lived much longer under those conditions and made plans to go into hiding. He persuaded his two best friends, Walter and Ernest, to go into hiding with him. When his family was deported, he and Walter and Ernest went underground in Berlin. They lived as leaders in their underground group until they were spotted by a woman who was known to betray Jews to the Nazis. With her, when they saw her, was an SS man. My father and Ernest were in a cafe. They had to run out of the cafe, but then they had to run back to warn the third person in their group who were they're going to meet. At that point, the Nazis knew who these three men were and their real names, and my father realized that they had to leave Germany. They went to the German border and on their stomachs crawled through the fields at night under the watch of the Nazis. It was Kol Nidre, 1943. My father and his two friends were the only survivors of his family. Fast forward to Switzerland, or through Switzerland. Eventually, the three men came to the United States, my father being the last. Of course, he looked up his best friend, Ernest, to find out that Ernest had gotten married at that time to my mother's best childhood friend. My father hadn't met her yet, but he sure heard a lot about her. Eventually, they did meet on a rooftop one summer day in New York. My father was smitten. My mother decided to go to Paris for 2 years. The story is my father stood at the pier for those 2 years until she came back on the boat. Eventually, my parents did get married, and for their honeymoon, they went to visit their best friends who were vacationing in Maine on Mount Desert Island, Acadia National Park. The following year, the third best friend, Walter, came with his spouse. For the next 50 years, the three spouses and their children and grandchildren climbed the mountains in Maine, picked blueberries, and at night, we sang songs around the campfire while the men talked. Now, my father never, ever talked about the war. He didn't talk about being Jewish. He didn't talk about his family or the Nazis. We children went with my mother to church every Sunday while my father worshiped the little white ball on the tennis courts. However, we all continued to go up to Maine, and after hearing these stories for many years and after going to Berlin several times, some of the stories began to make some sense to me. However, I really did not know I was Jewish until I was around 30 years of age, and I learned about my father's background much later. Rest assured, for those of you who are sticklers and saying, well, she can't be Jew if it's only on her father's side, my mother's mother was a Cohen, so don't worry, I'm covered. So every summer for the next 50 years, the children and the grandchildren climbed the same mountains and picked blueberries as we did. My father's best friend's wife died first. Ernest's wife died first. He buried her in a small cemetery in the oldest town on Mount Desert Island. When my father died in 1999, Ernest asked my mother, what were we going to do with his ashes? And my mother said she had no idea, she hadn't decided yet. And Ernest said, well, the plot that he bought in Maine would hold 4 urns. So my mother notified the cemetery that we were planning to bury the 4 people together in this plot, and the cemetery agreed. Well, when Ernest died and we went to bury him with his wife and my father, the cemetery reneged on their agreement and said, no, you have to buy a separate plot. I think they just wanted to sell more plots. So my mother bought a separate plot, realizing that she was going to be buried with her husband's best friend, and her husband is buried with her best friend. So at that point, she quipped, well, we got along in life, so we're going to get along in death, and we'll just have to have signs that say spouses.